Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Good morning. Today is February 12th, and this episode is called Eliminate Accidents. Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. Proverbs 4:25. Spilled drinks, tripping, falling, car crash. Doesn't matter what it is. If you caused it, that is your error, you can avoid 98% of those things, and you can teach your team to avoid them as well. About 10 years ago, I did a personal study why these accidents happened to me. Why did I knock that over? Why did that fall on the floor? How did I miss that? As a result, I started asking questions to others when something happened to see if it was the same thing, same reason. After applying a simple system, I have eliminated all mistakes and accidents in my life. Well, I eliminated all those that I followed the system with. It's so logical. The key is developing and adhering to the system. Flashback 30 years. My cousin Larry, a baseball player, was visiting me and my family. He spent time with my kids, teaching them to throw, hit, and field. He said the same thing over and over that we also learned as kids: keep your eye on the ball. Therein lies the key to eliminating accidents and errors in general. Some of us love to multitask. Actually, multitasking is a misnomer. It's misnamed. All tasks are done in serial, not parallel, meaning one at a time, not simultaneously. We may switch back and forth between tasks really, really, really quickly, but in general, we do one thing at a time. Some of us are just too hasty. Some aren't careful at all. Some are lazy. Here's what happens. Say we are carrying a glass of water or anything and stop to put something in the microwave. While opening the microwave door, we turn to put our glass down on the counter behind us. And once our eyes see the counter, our gaze shifts back to the microwave while still putting our glass on the counter. Sometimes we come up short and we set the glass on the edge and let go. Boom. Simple solution. Finish each task before switching. Keeping your attention fully on the task. Do not take your eyes off the task. See yourself put the glass on the counter before turning your gaze away. It's scary that we don't do this. Even while driving, when we change the radio, pick something up off the seat, or heaven forbid, start texting, so many accidents happen as a result of shifting our gaze. Finish the task, or at least the portion of the task you switch to. Are you in your car? Well, set everything up before you drive away. I eliminated 100% of problems I caused when I follow this procedure, and I still can err when I don't follow it. Keep your eye on the task until safe to proceed switching. Test it. You'll be amazed. Lord, keep my eyes fixed on my task until I am done. That's it. Much love and blessings. See you tomorrow.